coming. I'm grateful to be here. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Samuel Schwartz. I'm 15. My parents are Mark and Brandy. For as long as I can remember, Dad and Mom would read us Bible stories, and we'd have family devotions, and they always took the opportunity to explain to us about salvation, what Jesus did for us on the cross. When I was younger, I always knew that I needed to be born again, and I always thought, of it as, someday when I get born again. As I found out, it's a little different than that. Probably in my teen years, I grew very rebellious. I always wanted to go against what Mom and Dad wanted to do. I was disrespectful and rude to them. I was mean to my siblings and had a real problem with anger. As I got older, I started listening to country music. Immorality and impure thoughts were also a huge part of my life. I did a lot of sneaking around my parents, hiding what I was doing. I was a very proud person. And I didn't think much about becoming born again, being a Christian. And then at the youth meetings in 2024 on Friday afternoon, David Miller preached. He asked us, if he gave us $1 million for our souls, would we sell it to him? And of course, no one took the offer. Well, he told us that so often we sell our souls for way less than $1 million. When we sin, we sell our souls to the devil. And that really made me stop and think, and I knew I should give my life to God, but I wasn't ready to give up. And I kept pushing it off, and that's not a good idea. Then at the revival meetings in November, I think it was November, Saturday night, Levi preached about being born again. He termed it as emptying your bucket. And he described everything very clearly. And his message really convicted me. And we left almost immediately after the meeting ended that night. And I figured out later, Dad and Mom saw how convicted I was, and they didn't want me to be able to get rid of that. So they left before I could shrug it off. We got home, and we talked for a long time. Dad explained to me what it meant to put our faith in the Lord Jesus, and I confessed my sins to my parents, and I prayed and asked the Lord to forgive me and to come into my life. And the joy and peace that I had that night was amazing. And as a few days went by, I began to realize that there was truly something different in me. I had victory over sin, and that was really what stood out to me. Prayer life took on a meaning. I started understanding my Bible and started reading it. And no, I'm not perfect. I still mess up, but I don't want to stay there. There's a line to a song that I like listening to. It compares the conversion experience. It compares it so back in like times when they used chariots in warfare, they would chain their prisoners behind their chariots, and they would drag them through the city to show off. And it described being in bondage to sin as being chained to a chariot of sin. And one of the lines in the song said, "The good that I wanted so badly to do, the power I never could find." And before I was born again, you would try to clean up your act, and within a few days, you'd fall right over. But after you have the power of Jesus in your life, he gives you power to overcome sin. And I'd ask that you'd pray for me all, that I can continue to press on and with the Lord's help be more perfect. I would like to be baptized today in obedience to the scripture. These are some verses that have helped me understand what baptism means. It's in 1 Peter 3:18-21. It says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And that would be my desires, that I can live an open life and I can have a clear conscience before God. I also want to commit to being a member here at Concord. And I want to be a faithful and upbuilding person in the church, and I want to live an open life and be open to instruction and correction. So thank you for listening.
Well, good morning. On behalf of Brandy, I guess we're, it's pretty humbling, I guess, to stand up here and watch your children testify of the grace of God. And it's humbling because though there is labor bestowed here through his life, it is God that gave the increase. Paul talked about that in some of the letters that he wrote, that he said that he planted and Apollos watered and God gave the increase. And it's still that way today. We get to reap benefits of a lot of things. Samuel's life has been tremendously changed. Our home has completely transformed, and we praise the Lord. We thank God. I know I couldn't do it because I tried for a lot of years. And I don't say that as a joke. I guess that's try as you may, you know, we can point the way and we sow the seeds. So for parents, many of you have been here already, and you have young Christians in your homes, and it's humbling. And I just praise the Lord for his work. I praise the Lord for his instruction, for his word. And I pray that he continues to change each one of us. So, Lord bless each one of you.
If all the boys that were singing with us last Sunday, the song Quit You Like Man, if you want to come up, we're going to sing that song.